In the article Consciousness by Ajahn Lee, he talks about beings that inhabit the mind and body. For example, a thought in your mind could be the thought of a separate being or consciousness. Illnesses are also possibly caused by such beings. What are your thoughts on this? When seeing unusual phenomena that can be interpreted in this way, what is a good course of action? Much gratitude. I haven't read that, so I'm not familiar with it. It's not... it's certainly not how it usually falls into our worldview. Whatever the, when you say whatever, the, whether the, whatever the case, the good course of action is always virtue, concentration, wisdom, Eightfold Path, Four Noble Truths, and relinquishing unwholesome mental states, developing wholesome mental states. It doesn't stray from that foundation, so that and that's when certainly in Thailand that wouldn't be a strange way of perceiving, but still the forest teachers always emphasize that aspect of returning to the refuge of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, cultivation of the path, penetration of the Four Noble Truths. That's your fundamental foundation that holds you in good stead, whatever the sort of the world view. Because this is a bit more of a kind of moving into mystical realms and all sorts of different realms of different beings and different planes of existence. You know, that foundation is still the same. One could move into a highly psychologized kind of approach. You've still got this basic foundation that really works for the overcoming of suffering and freedom from the things that create suffering.